efficiency unit.
Not only will Gelmish & Sons be able to make sure you get the rebates you deserve from Lennox, from Ameren, or from Laclede Gas, but when that's done and you get your rebates, then your heating and electric bills will be cut in half. So you get a massive rebate and your energy bills go down in half. What are you waiting for? Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. You want the best? Rebates, energy bills cut in half? gelmishandsons.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's refund season. Go to H&R Block and get your billions back, America.
How much is that jug in the window?
How much is that Dougie in the window?
Yes, it's Wednesday. How are your pets doing? They probably love this weather, especially if they go outside a lot. Well, we have a guy who would love to answer your questions, whatever they are. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. I'm going to give you the numbers now. You need to call now. There are only three lines left open. 314-969-KTRS, which is if your letters are worn off like ours are, then it's 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Pet owners who really love their pets, and when the pets need a cab, they call them a Laclede Cab.
Yep.
That's right. Laclede Cab has an app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free. Download it, please. You'll be glad you did. Folks, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Well, great, doctor. Did you see American Sniper yet?
I am AM in the PM.
See? Can't throw it. Now, did you see American Sniper?
I haven't, but I read some bizarre stuff just recently about, it wasn't a true representation.
That's not
of the guy.
That's not true. That
it
is not
was
true.
A true.
No, that crap is being put out by gun haters and United States of America haters. I read a great article this morning from the guy who taught Chris Kyle to shoot. He was in sniper school, an instructor. He saw the movie, and he said it is
right on
the money. Now, technically, there are a couple of little things that are completely irrelevant, like the scope itself in a situation where you're hunkered down and you don't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
He said on a sunny day, you shield the scope, the part that's facing the barrel, so the sun will not reflect. If they hit it like a mirror, it'd give away your location. He said, but other than that, he said, he, honest to goodness, sometimes he forgot he wasn't watching Chris Kyle. So that crap that you read.
They were talking
says,
about his attitude was just bizarre and that he wasn't a. You know what? He enjoyed what he was doing. And
well, you know what? I would enjoy killing monsters and horrible people too.
Yeah, that's
I would
true.
Enjoy killing
yeah.
somebody who moments later would kill 15 or 20 or more of my people. I'd enjoy that too.
Yeah.
So people take that out of context, and it really infuriates me.
Yeah,
and these
right.
are gun haters, America haters,
yeah.
and screw them.
So how are you?
I'm fine.
I think I'm going to bring one of my new pets in for you to play with.
I don't need therapy.
What
I don't need to
it?
Be calmed down because I don't want to be calmed
well,
down.
Well, this might not. I've got some really nice tarantulas.
No, thank you. I'm just sick and tired of people who don't know what they're talking about. And by the way, people like Michael Moore, who I don't think ever served a day in the military in his life, should be forced to serve. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Did you hear about that confrontation with him and Clint Eastwood?
No, but I'd love to have been there.
Well, there was apparently an awards program for two movies they had each made, and they were both being awarded at the same time for the whatever it was. And apparently, after they introduced each and gave him the award, Clint Eastwood turned to the guy, to Michael Moore, right in the public setting, and said, "If you ever come up to my house, I'm going to shoot you dead. Just like that.
Well, nothing would make me happier than to read that Michael Moore choked on a big triple cheeseburger. And that could happen. That could happen. Are you ready to talk to some pet owners and pet lovers?
Yes.
I think you are. We will start, and I love it when the ladies call. We will start with Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Oh, hi, Dr. Doug. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Wow, Barbara, that is. How are you? That's a sexy voice.
I'm great.
What's up, Barbara?
I want you to talk to me about a dog that's left in a crate during the day, although her walker comes and takes her out at noon. But I want her to keep from being so bored, and she has licked a place on her arm, and somebody said, well, she's creating a hot spot, and that
right.
could be bad. Is there something you would recommend putting in that crate?
Is this a male or female dog?
The girl.
Then put a male dog in there. She'll have plenty to do.
You know, that's a bit of a tough thing. There, you can try, like some people put a radio on and leave it nearby so that there's that kind of activity. And if there are any special chew toys, I like the indestructible ones like the Kong toys, the Nylabones, something like that to keep busy. But now she has a physical wound. And you might have to address that physical wound, and there are a bunch of different ways to do that. But right now it's like someone who chews their nails, and they just keep chewing. And once they do, they suddenly have a real physical issue. So I would take care of that before you do it and then talk about, I think if that walker in the midday can give a good half-hour activity, I think that would help a lot. Okay.
Okay.
And then finally, if that doesn't work, you might talk to your veterinarian about a dosing of some kind of anti-anxiety medicine, or even just Benadryl can be very useful.
Well, she's really laid back and a very calm, quiet, sweet dog.
Oh, yeah, but just to take off that anxiety when you're gone, that's something that you can't control because she's there and she's stuck in this place. So I would talk to him and say, what can we try for a while, but try and get that leg healed first off. Okay.
But you recommend the Kong toys, so if something that she would chew on.
Something indestructible. I don't like any of the processed, like pig ears and stuff like that. They have chemicals
on them.
They're horrible. So
yes, I think so, too. No, I don't want her, and I watch her diet very carefully.
That sounds good.
I think it's very important to watch their diet, and I, as the expression goes, I watch as it exits as well as what I...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We don't need that kind of talk.
She's a thorough owner.
Yeah. Barbara, thank you for the call.
Bye, Barbara.
Okay, we move on to Mark. Mark, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good, Mark. And you?
I am well. You and I actually know each other. My ex-wife is one of your daughter's best friends.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A great story.
I have a question about fish.
Your
fish?
Daughter.
Fish.
Oh, okay.
We don't get many fish questions.
Fish. Yeah, let me try.
Okay. I haven't owned fish in years.
Okay.
I'm trying to set up an aquarium.
Okay.
How long do I let the fish kind of acclimate to my apartment before I add them to the aquarium?
Oh, well, what kind of, is it a freshwater or a saltwater?
It'll be freshwater. And
freshwater,
the
okay.
fish will be something inexpensive and rarely and fairly disposable, goldfish or tetras.
He's already thinking about killing them.
I usually start with the smaller fish and get them in there right away and let them find some territory and safety. And then as you get other bigger fish in, you're going to have a better chance that they'll survive the big fish. Because if they're too disproportionate in size and they don't have enough protection areas, they'll cannibalize the smaller ones. But you don't have to wait very long. I think once they're in, what I would do is put them into a little holding tank with a little air pump, and I would move some of the water in the tank that's been settled for several days and a little bit put in maybe 20-30% of the water from the main tank into the holding tank so that there's a acclimation period, and then after a couple of days, just put them right in.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for help.
Grommies are nice, big, docile freshwater fish, and they get huge.
Which kind?
A grommie.
Oh, yeah, those are neat.
So, doctor, do you, honest to goodness, I don't think about this, but do you have to know all the different kinds of fish people have?
No, but I worked in, zoos, and we had a big aquarium where I was, and And I think I've told you, I have to tell you one quick story. We had a fish that came in. It was one of these little pets.
The fish didn't actually come in, just like walk in.
It was the owner, right.
The owner
was doing it. Help me, I'm thirsty.
Tropical red-tailed shark fish. They're real pretty, and they have a little red tail. And normally, you know, in most pet households, they don't get more than maybe an inch and a half long. But this one was like...
Hang on, Dan, show them an inch and a half.
Yeah,
now, that's as long as that fish gets right there.
Yeah. Okay, so this 7-inch fish comes in, and I notice they said they're concerned. It had a widening right in the abdomen, and it was squared on both sides. And what happened is these little artificial plants they put in the aquarium has a little plastic base, right? And the thing had swallowed the entire thing. And we had to actually do surgery, and we did a open up the stomach.
Who says... operate on my fish. It's a fish. Can't you just go get another fish?
You'd be surprised what we do.
I mean, do you have a relationship with that fish? I don't get it. It's a fish.
You know, everybody has a commitment to something, and they kind of measure what's important to them, and, you know, I'm not there to...
And do you remember what that surgery cost when you operated on that fish?
It was probably not more than $200, $250.
And you do it underwater, obviously.
Well, what I do is you can get chemicals that will anesthetize. It's kind of dangerous, though. So what I do is I bring them up under in a net, and then I cover them with a wet gauze as they're just sitting at the top of the water. And someone kind of holds them down, and I go for the area that I have to cut.
Wow.
I try and be really quick.
Surgery in
frogs,
water.
Water frogs and everything.
People have a frog operated on?
Oh, yeah. I took stones out of a stomach in a frog. Same idea. And like a little bikini cut.
I don't mean to...
That was in the Post-Dispatch years ago.
I know you're supposed to be understanding and to each his own and all that, but I got to tell you something. Anybody that comes in with a frog and says, I need surgery on my frog, that's the person I don't get.
That's dinner, a frog leg dinner for you, I guess.
There you go. Next up would be Kyle. Kyle, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing really good. My question for you, first off, I'm AM in the...
Oh, he didn't forget. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
My question to you, I have a couple of dogs, Maltese and a Cockapoo, that my wife loves. Well, we live out in the country, and we just open up the door and let them go outside, and they do their business, then they come back in. But a lot of times it takes forever to get them back into the house. They start wandering. Do you have any ideas or suggestions about, other than us having to go stand outside in the very frigid temperatures waiting for them, do you have any suggestions to get them back in the house quicker?
Well, I mean, it sounds like they need a little bit of training, but what you could do, and we've done this too in times when it's really bad weather, is we put a lead on them with about a, you know, maybe 10, 12-foot lead. They'll learn to, that's the limit they can go, and then you can always pull them in like a fish if you have to, or go through some formal training to get them, you know, kind of reestablished to, here's what you do, here's how you do it, and you get back in as soon as you can. But otherwise, they're just being normal animals that are exploring, and the weather doesn't bother them, obviously, like it bothers us.
Yeah.
So I think you have to take control and kind of manage it a little bit more.
Okay, that sounds good. I had called you before. This was a Maltese that was continuing to go to the bathroom at my in-law's house.
Uh-huh.
In the bedroom, in their bedroom, and you told me to quit giving them treats after they did it.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I remember we talked about that was a good thing that it was at your in-law's house.
That's right. Well, I listen to you every week, and I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Maltese.
Do you remember that one?
No. Isn't there a movie called Maltese Falcon? Is that a kind of falcon, too, and a kind of dog?
That was the Maltese Falcon, was that novel that's...
It was a movie, too.
Yeah. It was a murder.
My question, though, is there a Maltese dog and a Maltese Falcon?
I've never heard of a Maltese Falcon, but
Maybe you need to watch that movie. Let me get...
Maybe it's from Malta.
It could be. Diane. Diane, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Diane.
I am AM in the PM. Yeah.
Diane, you have such a cute little voice. Are you a little person?
No. Well, about... 126, maybe?
That's little to me.
Dr. Doug, I have two golden doodles.
Okay.
Great pets. First of all, I'm having a hard time getting them not to jump up on people.
Okay.
We've done the knee thing when they, you know, come at you, knee them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do any good. Any suggestions?
Yeah, again, this would be a training technique, but you would want to keep them on a lead. And as they, and then you bring the scenario there, you kind of create a scenario where there people are coming in, and as they start to do that, you just kind of pull that lead down and say, no, no jump. And that would be one way to do it, and I think that could be very good. But you might want to talk to a an official trainer who can possibly give you more specific techniques. But that's what I would do if it was my dog.
Okay, I'll try that. And can I ask you just one more thing?
Sure.
How can I keep the brown spots or the yellow spots out of my yard besides not fertilizing in that area?
Yeah, the problem is that if you allow them to go to the same spot, they're going to burn. They've, you know, a lot of acidity or very much basic in the urine. It can be either direction, but either way is going to burn the grass. So your best bet is to, if it's summertime, you can hose out that area as soon as they peep. And, but if it's any other time, you just got to keep them moving to different directions. Unfortunately, yes. Dogs like to, like I have two dogs that go out together and they pee one on top of
right.
the other.
And right.
You just have to avoid that by not allowing them to do it, because all you're doing is concentrating the urine.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Dr. Doug, thank you so much.
Right. Okay, honey.
Appreciate you every week.
Thank you, Diane. You know, when she said, how do I get the brown and yellow spots?
Yeah,
that's similar to the question that Dan asked his doctor. How do I get the brown and yellow spots out of my underwear?
Right.
Same thing, except for the underwear instead of yard.
Shout it out.
I believe that would be a good way to do it. Chris, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, gang. Hey, Frank. Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Got an orthopedic question for you, but real quick, AM and the PM.
Oh, I can't forget that.
Not at all. Not at all. I've got a two-year-old shepherd mix, a female, and she's got a luxating kneecap.
Right.
Pops in and out from time to time. Looks like she comes up limp when we're walking.
Sure.
Happens infrequently. I looked up online. They said grade one.
Yeah.
If you could talk about that a minute, is there anything
sure,
you can
absolutely.
Do? Like a,
so that is number one, most typically a genetic-based issue. So in other words, if one knee is happening, it's very possible the other one will. Now typically, so basically there's a groove and there's a little kneecap that you can feel. And as you extend the leg, that creates, and I can show you this better than tell you, but it creates kind of redundancy in the length of the ligament or tendons that hold that, the ligament that holds that kneecap bone. And when they come back down, they flex the leg in walking. If that furrow that it lies in is shallow, it slides out of there, and that's what causes the hurt. And then when they stretch their leg out, a lot of times it'll go right back into position. But it's typically found in small breed dogs, like little lap dogs. It's not so common in the bigger dogs. And surgery is like a 99% fix. So this is one that you want to either get referred to one of the specialists or whomever, but they do this very well, and like I said, 9 times out of 10 or better, 99 times out of 10, out of 100, I guess.
Now hold on here. Wait, hold on. 99 times out of 10? Were you drinking?
Math is my favorite subject. But anyway, that should be corrected surgically.
Anyway.
Especially if it's persisting and it keeps coming back, it's getting worse and worse, okay?
Yeah. Is that they tighten it up or do they make the groove deeper? I saw there were
they actually furrow it out as part of – there's different procedures, but basically they furrow it deeper, and then they have a way to suspend that kneecap right into its space. Sometimes they'll use a pin in there, and then the scar tissue from the surgery helps to heal it. And they get a really good stable knee. Sometimes they'll get a little arthritis afterwards, but that's acceptable.
Okay, so you recommend that even if it's just, you know, most of the time it's in and sometimes it's out, you recommend go ahead and...
Yeah, I don't do it unless it's really causing a dramatic hurt for the dog. But some people want to react and go proactively and do it, and that's not wrong either.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, I'd be in favor of any surgery. With that success rate, 99 times out of 10.
I've never seen that.
That is a fantastic success rate.
Almost 100%.
Mm-hmm. It sure is, 99 out of 10.
Probably in some hands it is 100%.
Yeah. Well, we could take one more call, then we're going to be out of time. That's going to be Jim. Jim, lucky you. You're sneaking in at the last call. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, gang.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim. What's cooking?
I had a question about some stray cats. I moved into a house, and it came with two stray cats.
Oh, wow.
And you didn't have the older male cat, he showed up about a month ago, and I feed them and stuff and keep them in this little area that's kind of enclosed in. They can come in out of the weather and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he showed up the other day, and he's got these big scratch wounds behind his ears where he's been scratching and scratching and scratching, and it's raw. It's about the size of a silver dollar behind his ear.
Okay.
And it's just raw from him scratching.
Right.
And I went to the store last summer, and I bought some over-the-counter flea stuff, and I've been putting them on him. But with the open wounds, I don't want to put it on him.
Right. Well, you also want to make sure that there isn't an underlying cause inside the ear, and that often can be, especially a stray animal, may have ear mites, which is a parasite in there. And if you look in the ear, if it lets you, and you can see that it's dirty or black in there, then you might want to treat the possible cause. And then the other thing to concern yourself with is the possible, if the circular lesion is kind of pink and raw, it could be something like a little skin fungus or yeast or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I would have it looked at if you can grab them, and let the vet make sure you're not overlooking something serious.
Well, could I put like antibiotic ointment? Because I know he takes his paw, he lifts his paw and he rubs it.
Yeah.
And I've seen him do that, and I don't want to put any kind of ointment on it if he's going to be licking it.
Well, I would put a little Neosporin in the meantime. If he lets you handle them, put a little peroxide on it. Just blot it. Don't rub it. And hopefully that will allow it to kind of dry, and it kind of cauterizes it. And then you put the ointment on. But the problem is it's an open sore, and you know what that feels like. So he might need at this point like a little collar for a while until it quiets down.
Or maybe he just needs a break. Jim, you could lick his sore for the kid.
Call Pierre.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, the sore lick.
I just don't want to put like a triple antibiotic ointment on it. Yeah,
it's not going to hurt him.
Be licking it.
Not going to hurt him, you say?
Yeah, I don't think that'll hurt him.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Be well.
All right. Stray cats scare me, man. I won't pick up a stray cat. I just imagine them and just scratching me and biting me and stuff.
I got bit in the chest by a stray cat with all four fangs in my chest. I never heard it so bad.
Four fangs?
Yeah, because someone was holding him towards me to look at him, and they let go, kind of, and he reached forward and put all four of his canines into my chest.
Woo! Whoa!
That was painful.
Well, you're lucky to be alive.
Wow.
Lip is drooling a little bit, but otherwise I'm pretty good.
You want to do this again next week?
I'd love to.
We'll do it. Thank you, Doctor. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Give it up. He'll be back next Wednesday. In the meantime, you can find him at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and, of course, he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your Abe and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi is the app, and maybe you say, I don't need a cab. Often, I need a car. We got that covered, too. This guy will help you. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. I will ask you, did you see American Sniper yet?
No.
See it.
I know I have to.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Did you
already saw it?
Last night.
Well, you could have called and invited me to go with you.
Yeah, that sounds gay.
It
does. Two guys going to the movie. It's kind of good.
There's something wrong with you. How does that sound?
No, hang on. Dan, how often do you go to a movie with another guy?
Not.
Yeah. Peon?
No. Yeah,
another
never.
Guy? I'm trying to
no.
think when
I'm
I've ever gone
just,
to a
I'm
movie.
I'm not just saying just you and I. No, maybe, you know, did you go by yourself?
No. No, I went with my wife.
You could have called and said, hey, we're going to the movie. Meet us there.
So it'd be you, that's me, right. and my wife at the movie. Is that what you're saying?
What about Mimi?
No, you what? Now that's kind of weird that you thought that I'm asking you to go to a movie with me just a tour.
Well, you said why didn't you call me? Mm-hmm. You didn't say why didn't you call us? We would have joined you. You said why didn't you call me? That's
why
what
didn't you call us?
But you didn't say that.
Well, now I am.
I've taken Mimi to the movies many times. When you go on those Chevy trips and stuff, Mimi and I go to the movies all the time.
Oh yeah. Popcorn trick.
And then you wake up from that dream, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. So how's everything?
Oh, everything is great.
Who's screaming? Who's screaming? Somebody's screaming in the background.
Well, yep, they are. They are. Hold on a second. Hey, everybody, let's keep it down out there, okay?
Well, he rules with an iron fist.
Yeah,
that's right. That's how you take care of that.
Yeah.
That's my new pager system.
You know what you need? You need it on the outside of your door, on the air. One of those broadcast things is on the air.
Yeah, the light goes on.
Red letters. Yeah, light goes on.
And good, you know you're good. On the air. send Jose up here to do that for me, right?
That would be Mike Breitenstein, our engineer.
No, the station?
I'm sure the station would be happy to provide that for
sure.
You. Yeah.
All right. Did you get the email from Brad Ward?
Yes, about the cobalt. Was it a cobalt?
Cobalt.
Yeah, I did. What a great email. Had a car totaled, an 09 that was totaled. He went to Schaefer. I love this guy. And they said, this is totaled. So he goes and gets a 2010 from Landoff, and he's ecstatic. Brad deserves a round of applause. Nice. A double testimonial in his email. Yes, I did get that. And I wrote him back.
He's a great guy. Great, great, great guy. And AM and the PM, and wants to know if all of your listeners are as loyal as he is. Because I also think...
I think of the great majority of them are.
Yeah, that's great.
It is
but,
great.
No, he's just... And Dustin Heck is a friend of his. He's a technician for us, and just unbelievably young, talented technician. Mike Bosey was a salesperson.
Dustin Heck, H-E-C-K? Dustin Heck, H-E-C-K?
H-E-C-H-T.
Oh, H-E-C, Hecht. Okay, got it.
That's what I said.
Well,
it was hard to pick up over the phone.
It sounded like
CHT part.
No, way to save him, Ian.
He's so sensitive.
He is sensitive.
So sensitive.
Yeah. He thinks we're always
trying to. I got a letter today. A customer gave it to her sales representative, Christy Thornton. Christy brought it up. It was sealed with a little smiley face. I think I emailed it to you, Frank. And on the back side of the letter, it says, quack, quack, exclamation point. Hello, John. My name is Susan Martin, and my husband Bill and I were at your dealership last night and bought the hot red Colorado pickup truck. And I just wanted to tell you about our experience. I'm going to tell you about our experience that we had there. It was awesome. In capital, A-W-E-S-O-M-E. And she does three exclamation points. Our sales lady, Christy Thornton, couldn't have been more helpful. She was super, so helpful, answering all of our questions and concerns, everything that we needed to know about the truck. Everyone there was great and very helpful, made buying a truck a lot of fun, and I want to thank you for that. We love the truck. It is so nice. Also, just want to let you know that I am AM and the PM. I'm AM and the PM. I listen to you and Frank all the time, and in fact, that's the reason we came to you to get our truck. You guys...
Yeah.
You guys crack me up. I think you're funnier than Frank.
Doesn't say that. It does not say that. It does not say that.
Yeah. Send that.
Doesn't say that.
Next time you talk to Frank, please tell him I'm his favorite age, 60. Ha, ha, ha. So thanks again, Sue and Bill Martin from Troy, Missouri. Thanks, Sue and Bill. That's just unbelievable. Experiences with the AM and the PM crowd. You know, love doesn't go as strong as just how much we enjoy. I think we enjoy your listeners maybe more than they even enjoy the experience that they have here. But if they bought a car at another place or two, I think they really, your listeners, experience the difference. And, you know, we want to make sure that it's different, that it's just an absolute W-O-W. It's a wow experience. Wow, that was great. Wow, that was fun. And it should be fun. It should be fun when you're out spending as much money as you are for a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle here at Jenny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet. So thanks to you, Frank. I got to tell you.
You're welcome.
You're unbelievable.
Once again, welcome.
You know, again, it's the end of the month. This is the time where really they were here until almost 8 o'clock last night. And to get a text message from my sons and some of the managers, how excited they were, you know, that we were busy. And again, AM and the PM. Listeners, we'll stay here as late as you want to keep us. Normally on a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Saturday, we'll close at 6 or 6:30, almost 8 o'clock last night. And I guarantee tonight we're open late, as late as you would like to be here. So thanks again to the AM and the PM crowd, and we love you guys.
What is your, if you had to just guess right now, at what age do you think you'll kind of hang it up and turn it over to the boys? When do you think that might be?
It could be next week. I really enjoy people. I love people.
Have you thought about that? Like, at 60, sure. Whatever, I'm done. What do you think that age would be?
Probably, in my 60s.
Okay.
And I guarantee it could be south of 65, so it could be 64, 63. Lord willing, I'll be able to leave it to awesome people here. You know, my sons and we just had some really, really committed, quality men and women that really run Johnny Long.
So let me ask you one thing. Let's say you retire and the boys take over. Let's just say two of the boys, three, whatever. Do you think they'll fire me if I'm still doing this? If they take over? You don't
know? Here.
I wanted to hear. I'm planning ahead.
They are crazy about you.
Yeah, that's good.
We all are crazy.
Usually when the next generation takes over, they clean house and they get rid of everything Daddy was doing.
That's happened.
No, it's happened. It's happened here. I'm telling you.
Well, you might want to think about taking them out to dinner.
I think maybe that's a good idea. I start schmoozing them a little bit because if I don't, they're going to give all this advertising to some young idiot who doesn't know what he's doing on some radio station or some social media thing.
I can tell you, we're just lucky. I think we're lucky to have each other.
That's a good way to put it.
So we're here late tonight for your great listeners. At the end of the month, we all put off as procrastinators to do things at the end. So come on, we'll be here waiting for the great AM and the PM crowd. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or 24/7/365 at lawndoc.com. The internet department is on fire. So it's a great way to get the process started.
All right. Well, as always, we will make sure they're on. Some of them are on the way right now. We'll talk to you, I guess, tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Well, me either. Thank you, John.
Bye, Frank. Bye, everyone.
Bye, bye. Bye, John.
You know, he did say, why didn't you call me to go to the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Now, seriously, have you ever, try to think back, have you ever called a guy and said, hey, let's go to the movies together? Girls do that. Women, my wife will do that. If there's a movie she knows I'll hate, some chick flick or something with the word wedding in it or girl in it, give me an idea. Like, or it's one of those, what's that guy can't stand, the Hugh Grant movie. She'll call a girlfriend to go because she knows I'm not going to see it. But I cannot think one time when I've called a guy and said, let's go to a movie together.
The only time we all went together.
But that was a group.
A group of us.
That was a group.
No,
Jackass. That's a whole different deal. Okay, good. I'm on the right track there. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. I promise. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here comes a guy that will go to the movies with us anytime we ask him, and it's Tim Weiland.
You're talking to the wrong guy. The last movie I went to was How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's sad.
The Jim Carrey?
It's not sad.
Yeah.
I have no use for a theater. I don't enjoy myself.
Hey, have you been to one of these where they have big recliners and you push a button and they come serve you food and all that
Frank,
stuff?
I do not like going to the movies.
I just
don't like it.
My dad
I'd rather watch it at home.
Hang on, Peon, what was your dad's
My
last
dad,
movie?
Jaws.
Jaws?
Yes. Back in the 70s?
Oh, my
70,
God.
Like 75.
40 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Tim, I'm not kidding. I don't understand how anybody could not like a really good movie.
I like a good movie. I just don't like going to the show.
Do you want to be around the other people or your
you
friend?
Have gas
they don't
real
clean
bad?
The head thing on the seat or what is it?
I don't know. And what's funny, I used to live in the shows when I was 18 to 30 years old. But after that, I just have no interest.
It is the only thing my wife and I have in common. We both like movies. Everything else, just take a list and go down the list. I like sex. I like home cooking. No, on the other. But we both love to go to the movies.
Well, that's just me. I like to do a lot of other things that you guys probably
You know
don't
what,
do,
you guys, know? If we ever get guys to go to a movie, we're taking Tim.
Yeah.
We're going to pick a movie or take him to some blockbuster killer movie.
Yeah.
Turn him around.
All right, we'll see.
We're not going to actually turn him around. That really sounds
No.
Oh, man.
Point. I don't want to be there.
How's that traffic?
They're still working with this crash on the ramp from eastbound 44 to southbound 55. They were blocking the right lane, and there's a truck that's in the safety V, so traffic in the right lane is backed up to Grand right now. They're also working on a crash on northbound 55 just after Highway 157. Traffic is backed up approaching 157. Westbound 40, stop and go now from Kings Highway through McCausland. On eastbound 70, it's a little bit heavy as you approach Lindbergh. Also eastbound 270, that's slowing from east of McDonald through Highway 170. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Scanner Temporal, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tomorrow, the Wildcats of Kentucky come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers.
Left side of the key to the free throw line, right wing Clark, a three for the lead, made it. Missouri leads it 44-43.
Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8 on the Big 550.
Bang, you buried it.
KTRS.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000? I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812. 1-800-600-8812.
Is the price of a hearing aid keeping you from hearing as clearly as you'd like? That's understandable. A traditional hearing aid can cost you $5,000 or more, and worse yet, it's not covered by Medicare. Fortunately, now there's ListenClear, a life-changing breakthrough that's a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers and is completely adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear everything wherever you are. And right now, you can try ListenClear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-400-3906. ListenClear is amazingly affordable, super lightweight, and practically invisible, so it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-3906. That's 1-800-400-3906. 1-800-400-3906.
Hello?
A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the Super Mega Box Store for a solution.
Hello?
But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnarrs Hardware.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Where you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell.
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnarrs.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the Super Mega Box Store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnarrs.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnarrs Hardware.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
You just can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. They're celebrating 50 years in business. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. You've got to try the newest G&W brat, the Cheddar Bacon Bratwurst. Can you say yummy? Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Go to gwsausage.com.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150, the toughest, smartest, and most capable F-150 ever. Give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
What's a quinoa? What is that?
Quinoa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the newest superfood.
Oh, okay, I'll pass. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the same people who brought you Dr. Doug. And the app hasn't changed. It's still STL Taxi, and it's still free. So please download it. You will be glad you did, because it makes getting a Laclede Cab so easy. And that's the cab you want. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Bill, how are you?
I want you to tell me if this is too mean, all right?
Okay.
I don't regret what I've written here, but here you go. I swear if the last two people on Earth were me and Flo, the progressive insurance girl, I'd give her the world. As in, I'd drown myself in the ocean and leave her to inhabit the planet on her own.
No, I don't think it's mean at all. I'm with you. I can't stand Flo.
That is the worst commercial maybe I've ever heard.
Hold it. But here's why it must not be. They've been doing it so long. It must be selling insurance. And that's really all that matters. But I'm with you. She irritates me. I cannot stand to look at her.
If the progressive insurance people came in and said, we're going to knock your insurance bill down by half, I still wouldn't sign up with them because I cannot stand it that much.
Boy, that's...
I'm sorry.
You really don't like her.
No way.
I do not get who that's supposed to appeal to, but apparently it strikes a chord with a lot of people. They like her. So who are we?
That's right. Yeah. So I watched the movie The Interview last night on Netflix, and let's just say they should have listened to the North Korean hackers.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
That's what I hear.
That really wasn't a joke. That was just a little conversation piece. But I made about 20 minutes into the movie and then turned it off. It was not good.
I've heard other people say that.
Well, while leaving a restaurant, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin allegedly hit a photographer with their Jeep.
Mm.
However, they're saying they just consciously uncoupled the man's feet from the pavement.
No, that's a good one.
And an Illinois man is in police custody after assaulting a 15-year-old girl he met on Twitter while using the name Scrooge McDuck. Mm. Yeah, so I thought it was quite fitting that during his first night in jail, he was assaulted by three guys named Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yeah, for them. And finally, well, the awful terrorist group ISIS has been claiming credit for a lot of things that they may not have actually been involved in. The FBI has been starting to get suspicious when the group said they were the reason for their son of a...
No.
We got a little time. Let me try this again. Do you mind? Start over. I'm going to try them. Yeah. The terrorist group ISIS has been claiming credit for a lot of things that they may not have even been involved in. The FBI started to get suspicious when the group said they were the ones responsible for bringing back Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You should have just left it.
Yeah. I liked it better when you messed it up.
Yeah, it was better. I agree. It was better messed up without the punchline.
Yeah, we can do it. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
He hates it when he messes up.
He does. Yes.
He's a perfectionist. That's called professional broadcasting. The Playhouse is coming up, and I have to tell you, there's a guy. We'll talk about this at the Playhouse, but there's a guy who has written the books. Guy's name is Blake Lavick. He's 53. And ladies, he's written a book. The name of the book is Own That Guy in 60 Days, essentially telling you that you can have the man of your dreams in 60 days, if you play your cards right. And he tells you in the book what to do. And I haven't read the whole book, but I've read enough, so I think he's right.
Yes, I think he's on to
something. I think you should pay attention to his tips, his advice, how to own the man of your dreams in 60 days. So you might want to stay tuned for that. American Equity Mortgage takes us to the end of this hour. And gives me just enough time to remind you that the average amount of money that they have saved thousands and thousands of people just by showing them how smart it is to pay off their credit card debt is $640 a month. That is non-taxable. That is free, clear cash, $640 a month, which I believe is over $7,000 a year. Wouldn't that be about right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Think of it that way. And when you start to look at it in terms of yearly savings, it's a considerable chunk just by doing a smart thing. And that is letting American Equity Mortgage pay off your credit card debt, which is horrible debt anyway. You shouldn't use the credit card companies as a lender, but that's what people end up doing. If you're going to use a credit card, you pay it off as soon as the bill comes every month. That's the smart way to do it. But I get it. We've done it. We did it years ago. Got caught up. It's easy to do. But let American Equity Mortgage get you out of that. If you're a homeowner, it is so easy to do. And you'll be glad you did it. And now your credit cards are back to zero balance, and you won't make that mistake again. They'll also be happy to take care